Test 5 Listening, Part 3. You'll hear a radio interview with a professional dancer called Ross Curtis. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 3.
Ross, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio today. I wonder if you could tell me first what your work is like at the moment.
Sure. I work for two different dance companies. My primary responsibilities include attending warm-up class, rehearsals, performances, as well as some teaching. At rehearsals, I must learn, master, and artistically interpret the dance routines. It's not my role to change the choreographer's ideas, though sometimes I might be tempted to. In performances, the dancer has to accomplish what is surely their principal task, to bring the choreography to life, much as an actor does with their role in a play. Sometimes I have jobs that involve teaching younger dancers, and there the goal is to teach within the style of the company you are representing, so that requires plenty of thought and planning.
So, what are some of the problems or decisions you face on a regular basis?
One of the chief problems I face is scheduling. The dance companies I work for often have overlapping performance dates. I also have to factor in my yoga teaching schedule. Very few dancers land dance jobs where they work just for one company and can live off of that salary alone. Most dancers work for multiple choreographers and/or companies. Of course, you also need to stay in good physical shape and prioritise going to technique class and the gym.
What skills are required to handle these problems or decisions?
You have to be extremely organised and vigilant, adaptable and cooperative. Being a fast learner is helpful. So when you have to attend rehearsals for a shorter period of time, you still get the necessary work done. Fortunately, that's not usually a problem for me. Lately, though, I have been working on being more confident about asking for what I need. I'm aware that that can let me down sometimes.
Could you tell us about some of the people you work with and give us some idea of what working with them's like?
Most modern dancers are extremely hard-working, down-to-earth, friendly people. Their personalities can range from being quirky, very creative types, to extremely meticulous perfectionists who, under other circumstances, you might find in an accounting office. I work with both types and more. My interactions with my fellow dancers are usually filled with laughter and fun. I tend to gravitate towards dancers who are light-hearted and encouraging, though I certainly respect other types too. I watch and learn from dancers who are perfectionists and go-getters. I try to avoid confrontation and work toward open channels of communication between myself and other dancers so that they feel free to give me feedback about my dancing and vice versa.
How would you describe your work atmosphere?
I'm currently working for two main companies. One of these has a very structured and organised rehearsal process. A lot of time is spent on details and precision of the movements, spacing, musical counts, etc. Each rehearsal is carefully planned out, with tasks that need to be accomplished that day. The other company has rehearsals where dancers improvise with each other and by themselves to generate movement material and stylistic ideas. The rehearsals are freer in their structure. Ideas are tossed out, played with, transformed or discarded. I think both of these working atmospheres, or a combination of both, are typical in the field of dance.
What are your plans for your future?
Most dancers end up teaching, and that's a great career, of course. I'd kind of prefer to do something a bit less predictable. I don't think I've necessarily got the skills to run a business of my own or anything like that, but I think I might go back to college and do a course in something like film studies, or perhaps even something in history, as that's something I get increasingly interested in as I get older. Who knows what I might end up doing?
Thank you, Ross.
Now you'll hear part three again.
Ross, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio today. I wonder if you could tell me first what your work is like at the moment.
Sure. I work for two different dance companies. My primary responsibilities include attending warm-up class, rehearsals, performances, as well as some teaching. At rehearsals, I must learn, master, and artistically interpret the dance routines. It's not my role to change the choreographer's ideas, though sometimes I might be tempted to. In performances, the dancer has to accomplish what is surely their principal task, to bring the choreography to life, much as an actor does with their role in a play. Sometimes I have jobs that involve teaching younger dancers, and there the goal is to teach within the style of the company you are representing, so that requires plenty of thought and planning.
So, what are some of the problems or decisions you face on a regular basis?
One of the chief problems I face is scheduling. The dance companies I work for often have overlapping performance dates. I also have to factor in my yoga teaching schedule. Very few dancers land dance jobs where they work just for one company and can live off of that salary alone. Most dancers work for multiple choreographers and or companies. Of course, you also need to stay in good physical shape and prioritise going to technique class and the gym.
What skills are required to handle these problems or decisions?
You have to be extremely organised and vigilant, adaptable and cooperative. Being a fast learner is helpful, so when you have to attend rehearsals for a shorter period of time, you still get the necessary work done. Fortunately, that's not usually a problem for me. Lately, though, I have been working on being more confident about asking for what I need. I'm aware that that can let me down sometimes.
Could you tell us about some of the people you work with and give us some idea of what working with them's like?
Most modern dancers are extremely hard-working, down-to-earth, friendly people. Their personalities can range from being quirky, very creative types, to extremely meticulous perfectionists who, under other circumstances, you might find in an accounting office. I work with both types and more. My interactions with my fellow dancers are usually filled with laughter and fun. I tend to gravitate towards dancers who are light-hearted and encouraging, though I certainly respect other types too. I watch and learn from dancers who are perfectionists and go-getters. I try to avoid confrontation and work toward open channels of communication between myself and other dancers so that they feel free to give me feedback about my dancing and vice versa.
How would you describe your work atmosphere?
I'm currently working for two main companies. One of these has a very structured and organised rehearsal process. A lot of time is spent on details and precision of the movements, spacing, musical counts, etc. Each rehearsal is carefully planned out with tasks that need to be accomplished that day. The other company has rehearsals where dancers improvise with each other and by themselves to generate movement material and stylistic ideas. The rehearsals are freer in their structure. Ideas are tossed out, played with, transformed, or discarded. I think both of these working atmospheres, or a combination of both, are typical in the field of dance.
What are your plans for your future?
Most dancers end up teaching, and that's a great career, of course. I'd kind of prefer to do something a bit less predictable. I don't think I've necessarily got the skills to run a business of my own or anything like that, but I think I might go back to college and do a course in something like film studies, or perhaps even something in history, as that's something I get increasingly interested in as I get older. Who knows what I might end up doing?
Thank you, Ross.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.